Some Parshiyot need better PR staff around them. And this week's Parsha of Nitzavim most definitely does, because coming as it does right before the high holidays, not as many of us are in synagogue for it. And yet, the Parsha itself contains material that you all know and will recognize in a moment when I share it with you. So I want to share with you a couple of verses from Parshat Nitzavim. I want to connect it to some teenagers, and finally with my furnace. So in Parshat Nitzavim, our Parsha begins rather famously, Atem Nitzavim Hayem Kulchem Lifnei Adonai Eloheichem. You are standing today, all of you, before God, the heads of your tribes, your elders, your officers, those who are with us and those who are not with us. So Nitzavim begins with this collective of B'nai Yisrael, of the Jewish people, and not only the people standing there with Moses at the end of his life, but also those not yet born, meaning that all of us are meant to place ourselves here in this Parsha. And it seems so fitting right before Rosh Hashanah, when all of us will be coming together in synagogue en masse, and we'll have that sense of unity, which other times we don't. And then, a little bit later, towards the end, a line I'm sure many of you have heard. See, I have placed before you today the life and the good, the death and evil, that which I command you today, to love God, to walk in God's ways, and observe God's commandments. What I put before you is not beyond the sea, nor is it out of reach. Rather, choose life that you might live. Choose life that you might live. This is the clarion call of the Jewish people. This is our L'chaim. It is so deeply profound and so very different from other religions in the Near Eastern basin from which Judaism came out. And every year I think what that means and what I connect choosing life to changes. After a loss of a beloved one, choosing life means honoring your family and loving them and having that sort of connection. But this week, it's impossible for me to read those lines and not think about Greta Thunberg and the millions of our teens who said, we understand that choosing life means giving respect to the planet and the animals and the environment, saying enough to microplastics that we're all breathing at this moment. And they chose life in this absolutely, to me, exquisite way. And it's interesting because in my younger days, I was something of an environmental activist. And I guess life then got in the way. I still cared about it, but to be honest, I felt kind of hopeless that we as a species would be able to choose life, that we had enough wherewithal to think about long-term and not short-term. And so I turned my focus elsewhere. And over the last few years, probably because I live in one of the most beautiful places in the world, my connection to God's world, I think, has returned in a different way. And I'm starting to speak about the environment again in certain ways. And some of it, I fulfilled a pledge I made to myself 10 years ago. This last year, we're leasing an electric car. And that feels kind of good because it means I'm making a little bit less of an impact on the world. But I got to tell you, if you take public transportation, you're doing better than I am, right? So there's a way that all of us can participate. And then my 31-year-old furnace decided that it did not want to be written into the Book of Life for this year. And we had to replace it, of course, in the week moving into Rosh Hashanah, because that's how things are, right? Like, when you don't have any time, let's add another thing. And we'd begun to sort of research it, and we decided that we were going to cut back in other areas of our life so that we could have a heat pump, which doesn't create heat, but moves it from indoors or outdoors, and therefore is a little bit easier on the environment. Cost us a little bit more. I don't think we'll ever recoup it on the electricity, but it was my way of saying, Becharta Behem, choose life. And so I guess as we are really conscious and in a state of vulnerability before the high holidays, when we do see and feel that book of life being opened in front of us, is to find what it means for you this year. What does it mean to choose life? Does it mean to look at the world itself and all life? Does it mean to embrace the people around you more fully? Does it mean to fight for justice in some way? Does it mean to study the Torah, the source of all of this for us? But I just ask, as we stand on this precipice of Kedusha, of holiness, is to think, what will I commit to this year that will show my connection and my choice of life? Because it doesn't happen automatically, but we're given the right, the privilege, the obligation to choose. Choose well. Shabbat Shalom.